Okay. Let's go to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Last time we were together, we looked at this text, the first 10 verses of this chapter, and we saw how sin and fighting was a part of the church, and we saw that the solution to these things was humility. And so tonight I'd like us to take a brief look at this attribute of humility. As I have the opportunity to work with people to help them and to walk through some of life's difficulties and challenges and problems and handling and dealing with sin, one of the primary things that I see as a hindrance in people's lives is pride. I mean, we know it's one of the sins, one of the abominations that God hates. Pride is just such a huge stumbling block for us as believers. When we choose to exalt ourselves, believing what is not true about us, it places us in this false aura, and we therefore, as a result, sin against other people and against our God. And tonight what I'd like to do is just take some time to look at some other passages that speak of humility in maybe a little different light. But before we move on from James, I'd like to just read James chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Something important, an observation that we could make from this text, namely verse 10, is the injunction here that we are to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. I want you to think about it a little bit. In life, there have been times maybe where you have been humbled, where something has happened or an embarrassing moment in your life where you, as a result, have just felt really low. What's fascinating about that is we may be humbled, but it doesn't mean we're humble. Does that make sense? Something may happen in life that will humble us, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we ourselves are humble. This attribute of humility can go a long way in helping us to live a godly life, helping us to have godly relationships, helping us to do our work well, helping us to just get along with people. Humility. So let's take some time now to look at some of these other texts. And first of all, I'd like us to go to Matthew chapter 23. Matthew chapter 23. All right, Matthew chapter 23, Let's just pick it up at verse 1. Matthew 23:1 says, "Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments, and love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But be not you called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven. Neither be you called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whatsoever shall exalt, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Again, I remind you, James says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." And in this text, we're seeing Jesus speaking. He's speaking to the multitude and to his disciples. Who was in that multitude? All kinds of different Jewish people who were very familiar with the religiosity of the Pharisees. And what we come to understand these Pharisees as hypocritical people, as people that liked themselves and they exalted themselves. And that's what we see here in this text. And Jesus ends this passage that I've read today with this truth, verse 11, "He that is greatest among you shall be your servant." Shall be your servant. Notice the focus is that of positioning or one's view of their positioning. If I view and understand myself to be great, in reality, I am setting myself up. And Jesus' instruction here is this: to be great, you want to be a servant. You know, as I think about life and my own challenges and struggles with humility, I think of times where in my spirit I long to be acknowledged, I long to be affirmed, I long to be known for something. And God at work in my spirit in helping me to understand this important truth. It is much more important for me to be a servant than for me to think I am someone great. May that be a challenge to you. Is your focus in life to be the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is that your drive? Or are you seeking to be his servant? The Bible uses that position of a servant to illustrate humility. Servants would do the dirty work. In fact, the lowest of the lowest servants, they were known for being ones who washed people's feet, the dust. And it's interesting in James, that word humility means to be low to the ground, be close to the ground. Coincides very well with that illustration of being a servant washing the feet of those that would come into the house. "Whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted." Another observation I see here is that God is the one who determines our position. We try to exalt ourselves. The inevitable end is abasement, humility. We are humbled. And what Jesus would like us to do is to just try to be humble. Try to be a servant. And that gives him someone to work with. That gives him something to do. Because you know what? A humble person is a person that needs God. Are you walking through life thinking that you got it all together? Or do you realize that you need God? You know, it's okay to be in that kind of position, because you know what? That's the biblical position that we should be in as Christians. Now turn over to Luke chapter 14. Luke chapter 14. And Jesus in this passage, beginning at verse 7, is sharing a parable. And a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. It's a story that people will understand and recognize, but it's got eternal purpose. Luke 14, verse 7. And he put forth, that is Jesus, a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them. Now let me just paint the picture for you. Jesus is going to the house of one of the chief Pharisees. He is going there for a meal, and he is sitting there observing how people are choosing their positions, their seating arrangements. And in this day, as in our day, the seating arrangements have purpose and value to them. You walk into a big dinner ceremony, reception, wedding reception, you know, you would look kind of silly if you went up and sat where the bride or the groom were to sit. And Jesus here, making these observations, chooses this time to share this parable. Here's what he says. When thou art bidden of any man, verse 8, to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto you, friend, go up higher. Then thou shalt have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Same understanding and focus and drive behind Jesus' statements, but he paints this picture using a story. And it is that of a wedding. You come in and you choose the best room, the best position, the highest room. You are taking upon yourself to exalt you and your position. I am worthy of this. All of that is based upon you and your understanding of yourself. A very selfish focus. What is being spoken of here is that the people who are hosting will come up to you and say, this is not where you belong. Go down to the lowest room. Go down to where the lowest of the low are eating. And Jesus' admonition is this. Instead, when you're bidden, go to the lowest room first. Sit the furthest away. No matter who you are and what name tag you might have, put yourself there. You are allowing others to say to you, listen, that's not where you belong. Let us move you to a higher place. That is the correct way that we are to operate. And the motivation shouldn't be that we go into these places and just sit down at the lowest place just because we want to exalt ourselves for being humble. That defeats the whole purpose. We need to realize it's the inward heart of who I really am. Am I really somebody that great? No, we're not. We are to be having that servant mentality of the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, he closes, whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Do you think James understood that truth as he wrote and was thinking of some of these things? I'm sure he was. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now let's go now to Luke chapter 18, just a few pages over. And here we see another parable that the Lord Jesus shared, but this time it's the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. And I believe we're familiar with that. Let's just pick it up in verse 10. Luke 18:10 says, "Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican." Just by way of context, what Jesus is painting here is the highest in society and the lowest in society, as far as their employment, their positions in the culture. The Pharisee was one of the most respected positions in their culture and society. The publican, the tax collector, was one of the most despised. All right? So he's pinning the extremes for us so that we get the message. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess." And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And then Jesus adds these comments, "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Again, we see this truth. We see when we take it upon ourselves to give ourselves a name, the inevitable end result is that of being abased. As believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us take upon ourselves the attitude of humility, that of being low and close to the ground, and God will lift you up and exalt you. That's what the scripture teaches. It puts us where we belong, and in our perspective and our understanding, puts God where he belongs. He's great. We are small. Sometimes in our lives, we get it backwards. I'm big, and God is small. And it's no wonder that we have the struggles that we have in life. Because when I'm big, and God is small, who's in charge? Big. Me. And we turn to God when he's small. We turn to God when the times really get hard, or when things are happening and we just don't like it, or we just don't know what else to do. We finally then will turn to God. But God is small because we've made ourselves so large. We as believers, we've got to get rid of that mentality, and we must walk as if God is big and I or you am small. I am small. You are small. One final passage, and that is 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, we'll pick it up at verse 5. "Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. My plea is, as I have dealt with different people, and as a counselor sometimes, and I do not rejoice in this position, but you have to speak the truth and give admonition as God directs. And there are times when it is necessary to point out that God is just too small in someone's life. And of course, it is my desire to do this in a loving manner, but it is sad to see when people don't understand and don't realize that, and they begin to say things or act in certain ways, yet they have understood that pride is an issue. It is such a powerful, powerful thing in people's lives. It rules them. It is a cruel master. And it is sad to see and watch when those kinds of things are allowed to ruin relationships and to ruin the wonderful things that God is doing. You know, let us take this warning and apply it now. May we not respond down the road when we are in difficult situations and say, you know what, I need to be humble. Let's be humble now. Choose now to put yourself in a low position under the mighty hand of God. What are we afraid of, really? What are we afraid of? Are we afraid that we won't get the recognition that we deserve? Are we afraid that life is just going to not be fair to us? What are we really afraid of? God has given us these truths. He will exalt us in due time. Isn't it a safe place to be under the mighty hand of God? That's a wonderful place to be. It's mighty, and it's the hand of God. May we all take to heart this important truth concerning humility. It's important, and it will go a long way in helping you and me to live godly. God, thank you for this short lesson of humility, and yet it's a powerful one. Lord, we want you to be big, and may we be small. Lord, I know that this must be an attitude of our heart. This must be something we choose to do in our lives, to be humble. And I pray that you would help us with this very difficult task. Oh, it's so easy to exalt ourselves, Lord. But thank you for showing us the right way of living. Again, your word comes through and gives us truth and ministers to us. And it's such a blessing to have it. In Jesus' name, amen.